92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It's a series called Hometown Heroes that we're going to do here on WGHN, and that could mean anything. Could be a hometown hero, somebody that lives here. It's somebody that grew up here. In the studio, I have Captain Brett Jackson of the U.S. Navy. It is an honor to meet you. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
And thank you for your service, of course. You just drove out all the way from San Diego to Grand Haven. You haven't lived in Grand Haven for a while, so what's it like for you when you come back home?
Well, it's kind of a little bit of a circus, quite honestly, and it has been that way for over two decades.
Yeah.
Each time you come home, I feel like I'm almost on a military operation because almost every hour is accounted for, because you want to ensure to see family and friends, of course.
I get it.
And have gatherings and make sure you fit everything in just right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wonderful, but it's a continuous event.
It is, isn't it? What is it like, though, when you look around, you see downtown? Do you see how vibrant things are right now?
And I do. There's certainly a lot of changes. I'll come back even just 1 year later from being back in Grand Haven, and I'll see a different building being constructed or something being that has been added, and I'll ask, hey, what is this? I don't even know what this is. So it's always hometown. It always will be.
Yeah.
And but it is interesting to come back after a long time away and see something new.
I believe it. And you're a graduate of Grand Haven High School. You just left the Pentagon where you worked. What did you do at the Pentagon?
So I worked in the basement, essentially. We call ourselves the Basement Warriors. But we build a lot of products and briefs and make things so that our leaders are prepared for meetings with national decision makers.
That's something. And I know that's something you can't talk about. So it's all top secret. Very cool. It's my understanding that you are going to be the captain of a ship in April that's based in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the ship?
That's correct. It's the USS Cape St. George. It's a guided missile cruiser.
What is it like to be a captain of a ship? This is your first time, right?
It'll be my second time.
Your second time being
correct.
A captain of a ship. So tell us what you're going to be doing, what your job entails.
Well, it entails many things and many hats and responsibilities, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But one thing is you're a mentor to your crew. You're not just the captain. You're not a symbol. You're not just a title. You are the caretaker of the crew, first and foremost,
right.
And then the ship, which is obviously our taxpayer, our money,
mm-hmm.
And a symbol of power across the world. But really, it's something that it's an absolute honor, and it's very humbling, but it's an opportunity to lead and do something greater than yourself.
Right. But still, I mean, you give up your life for your country. You're the captain of a ship. You have family in Grand Haven. I would imagine when you're on that ship, you're in military mode. You're every minute is accounted for, isn't it?
It certainly is. Whether it's meetings or briefs or just constant training. And especially when we're at sea, even when we're what's called the training cycle and we're preparing for a deployment,
yeah.
It's just continuous. And it's like 18 hours a day of just drills, exercises, briefs, practice this, do it again. And just so you are prepared, so that when you go over the horizon, you're ready.
What can you tell us about this ship that you're going to be the captain of?
Well, it's a little bit bigger than a destroyer, a guided missile destroyer, which I previously had command of in Hawaii years back. And it's very capable. It is usually the air defense commander of a carrier strike group. So you are in charge of, meaning the ship is in charge of, the air defense responsibility for the entire carrier strike group. So whether that's you position ships a certain spot and tell them what to do, but you are the air defense commander for the strike group.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Yes.
It really is. You know, it's funny, when you come home to Grand Haven, maybe you should come home one time and don't tell anybody so that you don't have to be on military. I used to do that when I would visit my family in Metro Detroit. Sometimes I'd go home and I wouldn't tell anybody I was home. That way, because I get it. You got to visit everybody. Everybody wants to see you. Once you get back on this ship in San Diego, does it stay in port? What happens after that?
Yeah, that's a great question. It periodically goes out to sea, and we practice drills and training and exercises with other ships as well, not just ourselves. And again, you're preparing for deployment. We are always preparing for deployment as somewhere along the training track.
Yeah.
So we, for example, we could go out to sea for 3 days and work on certain drills and come back into port.
I see. Okay. So you're obviously keeping a close eye on what's happening in the Middle East and everything in between. Hello. You're going to be the captain of a ship. You're briefed by the Pentagon daily, I would imagine. I'm blown away by this. But here you are sitting in our studios, a hometown boy. a hometown hero. Thank you for your service. I think it's just amazing.
So since I've been a little kid, minus being obsessed with FBI and CIA, I also just love the presidency, our presidency.
Really?
Who was president? Why back in the day? I have no idea why, but I remember this ruler I had as a kid that listed all the presidents, the years they were president. I memorized like up until Bush.
I love this. So you have been in the White House.
Yeah.
Tell me the story, please.
I had a friend that used to work there. He transferred. He still had a coworker that worked in the communications office there for the military. And he arranged a call for us. And he knew I wanted a tour there. And so he arranged the call. I set it up. And a tour was given to us in the West Wing.
What was that like?
It was surreal, to be honest, for a young boy in Grand Haven who has kind of always been a fan of just our presidency in general, the history of it, the transitions we've had as a country and those presidents leading us through certain transitions. I've just always been fascinated with our presidency and the Oval Office and the power of it and why D.C. was built a certain way, because it was built a certain
yes,
way
it was.
Architecturally.
Yes.
So I've just always been a fan. And so I wanted this before, and I was leaving D.C. soon to go to San Diego. So I wanted this tour, and my friend was able to set it up. And so I was able to get a tour of the West Wing, which is just a childhood dream.
That is amazing. And I have to say, just the way your face, people can't see, but the way your face lit up, you could tell it's been a childhood dream to go to the White House. I mean, that's amazing. The Middle East. Everyone's concerned about the Middle East. And I understand that that was your specialty at the Pentagon, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, part of my job in the basement warrior world was working on things for the Middle East portfolio, where we have service members that serve, obviously, and deploy to. And so I'm keenly aware of that region of the world.
I would say it's safe to say that everyone's concerned about what's happening in the Middle East. I think that's a safe bet. So
naturally, yeah. And I understand why. And we'll see. Hopefully things work out for the best.
I hope so. I really do. What made you join the Navy?
That's an interesting question. I originally didn't want to join the military service, not per se that I didn't want to join, but I didn't think to. Actually, as a young boy, probably seventh or eighth grade, I really wanted to join the FBI or CIA. I was kind of obsessed with that, to be honest. And that was my whole goal through high school into early college. And it wasn't until my junior year of college that I discovered that there was a couple requirements that I didn't have to get into those organizations.
Sure.
So then I began to look at the military and thoroughly researched each branch for about 6 months through my senior year of spring quarter before I graduated college. And that's when I came onto the Navy and decided to join the Navy.
Pretty amazing story. Where do you think the future is going to take you? Or are you a one day at a time kind of guy?
Yeah, I think you have to be both, quite honestly.
Yeah.
You have to look down and see where the ship's at, where the crew's at, and really hone in on the tactical picture. Mm-hmm. But as we say in the military, you have tactical, operational, strategic. So as an individual, to step outside of the military mindset for a minute, you have to look at strategic, meaning your life, big perspective. And
right.
So I always evaluate that. And so I look at what I'm currently doing in my current tour, but then what is the next step? And so for me, I'm at a point in my career where I really have to evaluate what's the next step, because potentially I could be retiring in 3 years after this tour.
You could. Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
What year did you graduate Grand Haven High School, if you don't mind my asking?
Not at all. 1997.
1997. Awesome. Captain Brett Jackson, thanks for being here. Thank you for your service. I really learned a lot. And you know, I will stay up to date on what's going on with you through your dad. So your dad wanted to bring you in, and I'm so happy to meet you. You are a hometown hero.
Thank you very much.